Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Aleph, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Amid Beis, the two dots. So we're moving along in Perek Shavuos HaDayanim, really, really intense, loaded daf. Yesterday we learned the sugya of Tanoi Chitin V'Hoidaloi B'Sairin, and we saw that there are really two sugyas of Tanoi Chitin V'Hoidaloi B'Sairin. The Shavuos daf Mem, which deals with the Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether we treat the Tanoi Sairin as a Moide B'Miktas. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev, Rabbi Gamliel says Yechayev Shavuos Moide B'Miktas. The Chachamim say you're going to be potter from Shavuos Moide B'Miktas. Then we have the Sugya Masechtas Bava Kama and the Perek HaMeniach, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, that discusses Tanei Chitin V'Hoidelei B'Sairim from the standpoint, the person that was Hoidelei B'Sairim, does he owe Sairim at the very least? Do we treat him as Aidos Baldin? K'mei Yedim Dami? Rabbi Bar Nosson and Amoira said, Tanei Chitin V'Hoidelei B'Sairim potter, that there's no din Aidos Baldin. Three Pshatim in the Rishonim, and then of course, the cherry on top, which was the chiddush of Tosfos, that Tosfos said that Rabbi Bar Nosson, who said that Tanei Chitin V'Hoidelei B'Sairim Potter Ben HaSairim, is true, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. That means, despite the fact Rabbi Gamliel holds Yechayev Shavuos Moide B'Miktas for your Hoida, at the same time, it's not a Hoida as it relates to Hoida Spadin Kimei Edim Dami. Either way, today we have another festa daf, primarily that deals with two sugyas. Number one, Shavuos Heses. Number two, the idea of Hamalva es Chavere Be'edim, Sarach Lepoire Be'edim, or Ain't Sarach Lepoire Be'edim. So the theme, really, of the beginning of Perek Shavuos HaDayanim is the Halach of Moide B'Miktas. What's a Moide B'Miktas? Reuven goes over to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you $50. The Torah says that Shimon has to give Reuven $50. That is the Makar Toidos Baldin Kimei Edim Dami. But at the same time, Shimon needs to swear that he doesn't owe the other $50. If he swears, he's off the hook. If he doesn't swear, he has to pay the other $50. That's what we know as Shavuos Moide B'Miktas, one of the three Shavuos HaDayanim that a Shavuos Day rises. What if when Reuven went over to Shimon, Reuven told Shimon, you owe me $100, Shimon would say, I don't know what you're talking about, I never met you. Then the halacha would be that Shimon is potter. So ironically, if he's Moide B'Miktas, then he has to swear in order to be potter on what he was kaifer. But if he's kaifer HaKoil, then he's off the hook. He is going to be potter. What's the reason? It's based on human psychology. The Gemara discusses it in different places. By Moide B'Miktas, we assume Ishtamute Kudukam Ishtamit. By a Kofar HaKol, we assume Chazaka Eina Dameyath Panov Bifnei Balchayva. These are all things that we're all familiar with. Stating that Rav Nachman, at some point in history, came, he made a takana that would forever change the course of the way Toya V'Nitin went down in Beis Din. And Rav Nachman said that if somebody's kofar HaKol, he's not going to just be let off the hook. Zok Gemara. Amar Rav Nachman, if somebody is kofar HaKol, despite the fact that Medina the Gemara, really, you should be potter, mashpi and oisei shavuos heses, we make him swear. So even a kofar HaKol has to swear. My time, a chazaka, ein adam teveya, elam ken yesh leyolo. Because the truth is, if Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me money, there must be something there. When there's smoke, there's fire. There has to be some basis to it. Because a person wouldn't just go over to his friend and tell him he owes him something if he doesn't really owe him anything. So being that there's some basis here that Shimon in fact owes Reuven something, despite the fact that Shimon's kofar HaKol, and really me'ikra din a kofar HaKol should be Neman, but Rav Nachman said, I'm not comfortable with this halacha. Thus, mashpi and oisei shavuos heses, even a kofar HaKol has this rip. But the Gemara says, adirabba, just like there's a chazaka, ein adam teveya, elam ken yesh le'olav, isn't there also a chazaka, ein adam me'ez ponav lifnei balchayva, that if Shimon in fact owed Reuven money, he wouldn't have denied owing him money. So from the fact that he denied, from the fact that he was kofar HaKol, shouldn't that be a riot that he's telling the truth? So there's a chazaka supporting the teveya, but there's also a chazaka supporting the nitva, says the Gemara. It's true there's a chazaka supporting the nitva, but ishtamute would come ishtamit. There's also a svara to say that maybe Shimon knows he owes Reuven money. Why is he telling him that he doesn't owe him? Because he doesn't have the money right now. So he's waiting to put the money together so that he'll be able to pay up his chay. So for chazaka, ein adam teveya elam ken yeshloi, there's no alibi, there's no rationale other than the fact that there must be some basis to it. But for Chazaka, in other Meyas Ponov Bifnei Bal Chayva, you could say that really the person wouldn't be Meyas Ponov, and really he's going to eventually pay, he just simply doesn't have the money. Case of Menulan. So if he doesn't have the money right now, he has no way of paying it, so he's just trying to buy himself some time. Sabah Adahavali Uparanali, says the Gemara, Teda, I'll prove to you the Svara of Ishtamute Hudakam Ishtamit, even by a Kofar HaKol. If somebody goes over to his friend, he says, says, you owe me money. He says, I don't owe you money. And then later, two Edom come and Edom say, Shimon owes Ruvay money. So obviously, Shimon's going to have to pay money. That's not the question. Stating that, Rav Chisda discussed, is this Shimon now possible Edos? On the one hand, he proved that he's a liar. Because he said he doesn't owe money, and two Edom said that he really does owe money. Said Rav Chisda Chiddush, HaKoyfer b'milva koshel Edos. B'pekadin possible Edos. If you have the same exact case, but replace milva with pekadin, Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, can you please give me back my shor that you've been watching? And Shimon says, what shor? And then we find out later that Shimon was lying. There, he's going to be postulatus. But a koifa b'milva not. And what's the difference? The difference is because when somebody lends somebody money, milva leitzah nitna, the borrower is allowed to use the money. So it's possible the reason he was koifa b'milva wasn't because he was going to deny it forever, but ishtamuti with the kap ishtamit. Right now he doesn't have the money. So he figured, let me put the money together, and when I have it, I'll give it back to him. But a pekodin is not leitzah nitna. Kol hecha di isa b'rishusa demara isa. Pekodin is something that needs to stay put. If you're watching somebody's object, you're not allowed to touch it. It's off limits. So if you denied it, you must be thinking about stealing it. Because there's no ishtamut ehudukam ishtamut. Oops, I spent it. Let me go find it. If you spent it, you are shaleach yad bepekadin. You're already a gazlan. So koifa bepekadin is automatically posuledus. A koifa bimil was not posuledus. But what do we want for Rav Chisda's halacha? The svar of ishtamut ehudukam ishtamut. And it was that svar of ishtamut ehudukam ishtamut that predicated Rav Nachman's takono of Shvuas Heses. Rav Chavivo, Masniya Seifo. Rav Chavivo had a different version of Rav Nachman's takono of Shvuas Heses. Meaning, the Gemara initially brought it on the Reish of the Mishnah. The Reish of our Mishnah, which discussed, Manali Biyad. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you owe me money. And Shimon's Kreif Rakol. Shimon says, I don't owe you money. On that, says the Gemara, Rav Nachman said that although mi ikra din, you're off the hook, but still you have to switch for assessor. Rav Chavivo said, no, it's going on the seifa of our Mishnah. So there were a lot of halachas on our Mishnah. Which seifa? Manali biyadcha. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you owe money. Amalei hen. He says, true. Lamach, the next day, he goes over to him again. He says, Amalei tenayoli. Could you give me the money that you amoided to me yesterday? You owe me. And he says, nesatav lach, I gave it to you already. Potter. Why is he potter? He's believed to say it. He's like a regular kaifer akoil. He's believed to say it. And despite the fact that he admit he owes money, who cares? He's believed to say now that he paid it. Omer, Rav Nachman, it was on that Rav Chaviva said. That Rav Nachman said, he has to wear shvuas heses. What's the difference between these two versions of where Rav Nachman said his halacha, whether he said it on the reish or he said it on the seif? So the Gemara says, "Man, the masniyah reish called shkina seif." The man that said Rav Nachman was besakin shvuas heses in the reish. What was the reish? Where Shimon denied ever borrowing money, and still Rav Nachman said, "You can't just deny shvuas heses." Certainly in the sefer where he admits you borrowed money, he's just saying that he paid. This is a takana shvuas heses. Man the masim sefer, the man that has it on the sefer, hachu the ikud drawer of the mamayna. It's over here where there's a drawer of the mamayna, where there's a basis for the tain of the malva. The malva tells Shimon, "You owe me money." Shimon admit it. Now the next day, Shimon says, "I paid." Over there, you have to switch shvuas heses because the tvia of the malva was given credibility when the leiva admit that in fact there was a loan. Now the leiva wants to say that he paid. Okay, now already you're going to have to swear. Aval hasam, but in the reish and the mishnah, the lekadror of the mamayna, where the leiva never admit to the malva that there was a loan. He's disputing the whole premise of the tefillah. Maybe over there, Rav Nachman never said the halacha of shvuas heses. But either way, so you have over here Rav Nachman's famous takana, and this is the takana of shvuas heses. In Medina de Gemara, Medin Torah, only a meid of a mikzas has to swear shvuas deraisa. If somebody's koifra kol, he doesn't have to swear. If Nachman came along, and Rav Nachman said that even a koifra kol has to swear a shvuas deraisa. Chassam Sofer, in this Chedushi Chassam Sofer, right here in Masech de Shvuas, brings a kasha. Beautiful lashon. Malanu lehischakim al teiras alikenu. He says he doesn't understand why Rav Nachman felt that he had to be more clever than the Torah. Shepatro koifer akol v'lo yichashinon lahachazaka. The Torah wasn't worried. The Torah said that if somebody is koifer akol, we trust them. And even though there's a chazaka, ain't adam teveya elam ken yeshloi. But kenega that there's a chazaka, ain't adam meis panav b'fnei bal chayvei. But really, whatever the cheshbon of the Torah was, the Torah said, we trust the koifer akol. Amayit b'miktsas, something's fishy. But a koifer akol, we trust. Kup, Rav Nachman says, I'm not so sure anymore. Chazaka, ain't adam teveya elam ken yeshloi. The chazaka, ain't adam meis panav b'fnei bal chayvei is a little weak. Why? Because Maybe ishtamute kamishtamet, just like Rav Chisda said, akoyfer bemul v'kashul le'edos. So I hold that I don't trust anymore akoyfer akol, you need a swear. So says the Chassam Sofer, malonu l'ischakim al teiras alekeinu. Why did Rav Nachman have to be more clever than the Torah? Shepotra akoyfer b'akoy v'leichashin l'achazoka. And the Chassam Sofer has a long arichos, it's 7-8 paragraphs, where the Chassam Sofer goes through to explain why it was that Rav Nachman had to make a takono shvo sases. It's very interesting because the Chassam Sofer in other places, the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva with regards to the halacha of kiyum shtaros, the Chassam Sofer in his Pirish on Masechta Shulin Daf Yud discusses that it's clear from the Gemara that there was a Yeridus Adairus. And because of the Yeridus Adairus, a lot of halachas in Chayshim Mishpah changed. In fact, the Masechta Shulin, he says it clearly regarding Chazakas. He says there were a lot of Chazakas that once upon a time reigned in court, but the Chachamim were uncomfortable with them. And he brings as an example, Chazakam Eino the Meis Ponev of Nebal Chayvay. There was a time that a Kaifra Kail was believed because a person wouldn't just lie if he owed money. Yet Rav Nachman said that you have to swear Shavuos Heses. So the Chassam Sofer here, Masechta Shavuos, grapples with it. But the truth is, in other places, he explains it differently, and really, it's very intuitive. There must have been a Yeridus Adairus. And Rav Nachman saw in his dar, there was a tremendous Yeridus Adairus, and it was a result of that Yeridus Adairus that Rav Nachman said, we can't just trust the Kofar HaKol anymore. Moving forward, you're going to have to go ahead, you're going to have to switch for Sessus. Meyer once said over from the Satmarov, that the Satmarov said that today that all the Chazakas are bottled as Manazah. There's only one Chazaka that still exists. Chazaka Einodim Perea Teich Zmanoi. Says that Chazaka you still have this Manazah. Says, but every other Chazaka that you find in the Gemara, unfortunately, the Yeridus Adairus, you can't trust anybody anymore. And nowadays, you can't rely on all these Chazakas. But that's the basis, Pashup Shad, and what Rav Nachman did. And the truth is, it was a game changer in terms of how you understand laws of Chesh and Mishpah, because there's so many Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara says, Potter, Hamoitzimei Chaveri Olav Araya. But at the same time, there is Allah Hashuas Hesses. The Gemara doesn't always speak it out. But this idea of Shavuos Heses is a festa takana. As a matter of fact, there are times where a person wouldn't be chayef to swear Shavuos Deiraisa, but he would be chayef to swear Shavuos Heses. I'll just give you one example to understand what's going on here when we talk about Shavuos Heses. And that is, yesterday we spoke a little bit about Shavuos Eidechad. What's Shavuos Eidechad? Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I don't. Bring Edim. He couldn't find two Edim. He only had one aid. So what's the halacha? Shimon has to swear, Shvur de Reisel, Le Yokum, Edechot, Be'ish, Lecholovin, Lecholchatos, Abel Shvur Kav. The halacha is, wherever two are Mechayiv Mamin, one is Mechayiv Shvur, Shimon will now have to swear a Shvur de Reisel. The Rosh, in the beginning of Perek Shnayim Oichsen, brings from Rabbeinu Tam, V'chein Kosa Meram Merutenberg, a tremendous Chiddush. What would be in the reverse? What would be if Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, you owe me $100? Shimon says, I don't owe you money. And then Shimon finds himself in a situation where he's chayish for deiraisa. For example, he was moed b'miktsas. Let's keep it simple. He was moed b'miktsas. So Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says 50. Shimon now has to switch for his moed b'miktsas. Then he brings an eid echad to support his claim that he owes 50 and not 100. Says Rabbeinu Tam and Meram Rutenberg that Shimon's not going to have to switch for deiraisa. Why is he not going to have to switch for deiraisa? Because he has an eid echad. And just like Eid Echad could be Mechayiv Shvua, Eid Echad could also Pater from Shvua. It's what's known in Lashon HaRishonim as the Eid HaMisayeya. If an Eid could be Mechayiv Shvua, it certainly could Pater Shvua. How do I know that? There's Rayas from Bava Metzia Daf Dalet. There's Rayas from Shvua's Daf Mem, yesterday's Daf. It's something that the Rishonim feel in Sfarah has to be that way. But the bottom line is any time a person's in court where he's Chayiv Shvua Deiraisa, and then he can bring an Eid Echad to support his claim, he no longer would have to swear. Says the Baal Atrumais, what would be if someone's koifer akoil and he has eid misayeya? So Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you nothing. And then he brings an eid echad that says he does not owe you money. What's going to be the halacha there? Says the Sefer Atrumas, you're still going to have to swear Shavuos Heses. So Eid HaMisayeya can pater you from Shavuos Moed B'Miktsas, but it can't pater you from Shavuos Heses. How does that make sense? It's no question Shavuos Moed B'Miktsas is more chomer than Shavuos Heses. Shavuos Moed B'Miktsas is a Shavuos Deiraisa. Shavuos Heses is only a Shavuos Derabanan. The Teretz is the whole theme, the whole spirit of Shavuos Heses is that you can't just deny and be off the hook. And even if you have an Eid HaMisayeya, from here to forth, we don't trust people so much anymore. And the halacha was that it's not so simple to be potter. So many times where you find the Mishnah and Gemara where the halacha is potter, yes, but you have to know whether or not there's a chiyah shvuas heses, and more often than not, there's going to be a chiyah shvuas heses. But either way, so what comes out from Nachman is if you're a moed b'miktsas, you chayah shvuah. If you're kaifra akoyel, you chayav shvua. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Ma, you could be in shvua day, right? So let's shvua the Rabbana. So what then is the difference between a moedim and mixas and a koyfer akol? Says the Gemara, and this is going to take us close to the bottom of the yomid. It could be nayu meipach shvua. Nafgamina is, if the nitva says, I don't want to swear. So Reuven tells Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you nothing. He has to swear shvua sasis. Then Shimon says, you know something? Why am I swearing shvua sasis? He wants my $100. Let him swear. You know what the halach is? You could be mahapech the shvua, but only by a shvua the rabbanon, not by shvua de raisa. It's a bit de raisa. If you're chayv shvua de raisa, such as moedim and mikzas, lo mafchin on shvua. You can't tell the teveya, why don't you swear that I owe you the other half? But b'derabbanan mafchina, when it comes to shvua derabbanan, you could be mapech to shvua. Ma'ab Rav Ashi says the Gemara, "I'm b'deraisa nami mafchina shvua." According to Ma'ab Rav Ashi, that took this chiddush of meipach shvua to the next level. He upped the ante. He said that it's not only true by shvua says, it's even true by shvua derayso. So if someone's chayes shvua's moed b'mikzas, he could tell the tevei, you know something? Why am I the one swearing? B'nekitas chayfet, shvua is a big deal. Why don't you be the one that swears? It's okay. So that can't be the chiddush, because even by shvua derayso, yeah, meipach shvua. So might you could be in derayso. Now the Gemara says a different afkimin. What would be if the person says he doesn't want to swear? So you're chayev shvua, you're chayev shvua sadayonim, and now you decide you don't want to swear. By day rice and achtinu lenechse. By day rice, so the bezin's going to go into your possessions, and they're going to start selling off your assets to make themselves whole. That's something they have a right to do. There's a ktsayis. Shouldn't this be totally in the machlokes Rav Shmuel? The Amri Travayo, and Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, the Amri Travayo, whether Shibud is the Raisa, Shibud is the Rabbanon, in Kamakoymer Laharech. But that's only where you're obligated to swear with the Raisa. Now you didn't swear, you have to pay. Not only do you have to pay, we are literally going to make your life miserable until you pay. When it comes to someone who's only Chayesh Shavuos Esses, so he has to swear. But if he doesn't swear, we're not going to be Yorid L'Nechasov. So what does that mean? So basically, swear, but if you don't swear, you have nothing to worry about. The Gemara is going to ask the kash. But Ulu Rabbi Yosi, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, that holds that even someone that is obligated to give something midrabanan, if he doesn't, with Yoyrid L'Nechasov, if that's the case, someone that has a Chiyav Shvua D'Rabbanan, he doesn't swear mid-Rabbanan, Bezin should be Yoyrid L'Nechasov. So then that can't be the Chilik between the Deiris and the Rabbanan. So what is the Chilik? Now who's this Rabbi Yossi? This is a famous Rabbi Yossi. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Metzias Cheresh Shaita V'Katan, a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan that finds a Metziah, as an Eilu Metzias. Yesh Bem Gezel Mipnei Dark Yisholem. You're not allowed to take it, but only Mipnei Dark Yisholem. And the reason is because the Cheresh Shaita V'Katan don't have Kinyonim. And being that they don't have Kinyonim, there's no Isigzeil if you take it from them. But Mipnei Dark Yisholem, fight's going to break out. So therefore, it's something you shouldn't do. Rabbi Yossi says Gezel Gom. If a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan find an Aveda, and you take it from them, you're a real gasp. From Rav Chizda said that when Rabbi Yossi said Gezel Gomer, he meant Gezel Gomer Midivrei. He meant Midirabonon, you're a gasp. So Lamayin Afkimino. What's the difference then between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama says, Metzias Chereshayt V'Katam, there's no Gzela, because they don't have a real Kenyan. But Midirabonon is Gzela, Mibnei Dark Yisholem. Rabbi Yossi said, Gezel Gomer. Midirabonon. So they're both saying this Gzela Midirabonon. Rabbi Yossi said, Nafkimino is Leitzia B'dayonim. Could Bezdin go now and take it away? According to Rabbi Yossi, that it's Gezel, Gomer, Midivreyem. Anytime a person is chayiv to pay something, even if he's only chayiv Midrabanan, Bezdin will be Yoyrid L'Nechasov. Bezdin will make him miserable financially until he pays. According to the Tanakhama, that it's only Darkei Sholem, Bez is not going to be Yoyrid L'Nechasov. So what do you see from Rabbi Yossi? You see from Rabbi Yossi that Gezel, Dirabanan, Bezdin's Yoyrid L'Nechasov. That means even though the whole obligation is on the Rabbanon level, it doesn't matter. Still, Bezin's Yoyrid L'Nechasov. So, that same principle should apply to someone who's Chayiv Shvua D'Rabbanon. That if somebody's Chayiv Shvua D'Rabbanon, despite the fact that his Chiyav is only a D'Rabbanon to Gechiyav, still, he should be obligated to pay, and if he doesn't swear, not just that, Bezin should be Yoyrid L'Nechasov. So again, what's the Kasha? Ma'ayyuk Ben De'Raisa L'D'Rabbanon. Ibn the Gemara says the Chiluk between someone who's Chayiv Shvua D'Raisa and Chayiv Shvua D'Rabbanon is Shekineg De'Choshed Al HaShvua. What would be if he's Choshed Al HaShvua? If this person that has to swear, the nitva, is a chashad al hashvua. So what's that loch? A bit they write, so when someone's chashad al hashvua, shekinek the chashad al hashvua, afchen hashvua v'sama idach. We tell the other person to swear, right? All the people that swear in the Torah are nishban v'lei mishama. But there's a mishnah, it's going to come up in a couple of days, shvua stach mem dalad. There are some people that are nishban v'naitam. One of them is shekinek the chashad al hashvua. So even by a shvua, they write, or according to this Gemara, dafka by a shvua de raisa. If someone is chayav shvua smaydim and mikzas, but he's a chashav, can't swear. So what do we do? Chashud, not chashuv. He's a chashud. He can't swear. So we tell the Tezeya, you swear, v'naitel, and you'll take. So it is a chish for the rice. So then the din is when you're a chashud, shekineg day nishbe v'naitel. But when it comes to the Rabbanon, you don't have the halacha of shekineg day nishbe v'naitel. And the reason is takanti, because the whole chiv shvuas, the Rabbanon. The whole shvuas heses of Rab Nachman was a takanas chachamim. And shekineg day nishbe v'naitel is also a takana. The takanta way of dinah, to make a takana for a takana. So that's the nafkamina. Nafkamina is if shekinegdoi is chashud al hashvua, meaning the nitva is chashud, do we now flip it automatically to the veya? Now that's the chiluk between shvua de reis and shvua de rabbanah. Says the Gemara, the rabbanah, the pligilah, the rabbi Yitzchak, the rabbanah, the ragu, the rabbi Yosi, the amru dei hob the rabbanah, le nachtinon le nechsei, my of dinah le. So we said that by a shvud de rice, if you don't want to swear, bezdin is yerul nechasav. By a shvud de rabbanon, if you don't want to swear, bezdin is not yerul nechasav. Which we said would be the nafkamina between shvud de rice and shvud de rabbanon. The reason the Gemara had to continue searching for a nafkamina was because it didn't work for Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that even someone who's obligated to pay midrabbanon, bezin is yerul nechasav. So if you chayev shvud rabbanon and you don't swear, bezin anyway is going to be yerul nechasav. But in the rabbanon, that was the chiluk between shvud rice and shvud rabbanon. If you chayev shvud rice and you don't swear, bezin is yerul nechasav. If you chayev shvud rabbanon and you don't swear, bezin is not yerul nechasav. So bezin is not yerul nechasav. What's the whole point of the shvud? So Reuven told was today Shimon. Shimon was kofer hakol. He comes to bezin. Shvuas hadayonim. Shvuas heses. Shimon says, I'm not swearing. Okay, we're not going to be yerul nechasav. So what's the hope? What do we do? Something we must do. So the Gemara says, "Meshamtin alei." We put him in cheirim. Amalei Rabbi Rav Ashi. If you're putting him in cheirim, then essentially you're being yerul nechasav. Hay noktei bekufsei dinish bekei leglimes. That's some sort of expression, but basically you're ripping the guy's shirt off. I mean, that's called not being yerul nechasav. You put him in cheirim. That's not gishmak. Elamay of din alei. What do we do? Amalei meshamtin alei adamati zman nagde. They put him in cheirim until this man nagde. This man nagde was the 30th day of after a person was put in cherem. The person, on the 30th day, if he was still not doing what Bezdin wanted him to do, they would give him malchus, thus nagde, v'nagdinale. So on the 30th day of malchus, v'shafkinale, then they let him off the hook. So it's not like he's completely off the hook. He's also not going to be in cherem for the rest of his life. So if he can endure whatever the 30 days of cherem involves, plus the malchus on the yoy nagde on the 30th day, then he's going to be fine. But it's true, he's not going to be off the hook forever. Zok de Gemara, Amar HaPapa, a related halach. Hey man, the apik shtar achar. Somebody who pulls out a shtar to his friend. Va'amar, and he tells him, shtar parua. The person says, that shtar? I paid it already. So listen carefully. Reuven goes over to Shimon, and he has a shtar that says he owes him $1,000. Shimon says, I know you have a shtar, but I already paid the shtar. Amrina le, we tell him, zil, lav kol kaminach, I don't believe you. Zil shlim. You can't say the shtar is parua. The loch is, the loiva is going to have to pay. The im amar l'shtavili. But let's say the loiva tells Bezdin, why doesn't the malva swear? He's so confident that this shtar is legit, and he's so confident that I didn't pay. Let him swear. What's the halacha? You would say, he has a shtar. What are you talking about? Amrina l'shtavili. We make the malva swear. Tremendous chiddush. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ravashi, Rav Acha b'Rei told Rav Ashi, Uma bein zeh l'poigim eshtarei. I don't understand. There's a halacha of poigim eshtarei. Poigim eshtarei is a sugi masechtes ksubis, where Reuven has a shtar that says Shimon owes him money, and then Reuven is moida to Shimon that even though the shtar says you owe me $1,000, really owe me $500. We treat him like a moida b'miksas midrabanan. To the toiveya, ironically, is the Moed B'Miktas over here. He's admitting that some of what the Shtar says Shimon owes him, he really doesn't know. Now, he's not a real Moed B'Miktas, but Midrabanan, there's such an idea. He's called a Pygemes, or Pygame. Pygemes is where this is a woman being Tevei or Huxuba, the same case where she admits that part of Huxuba was already paid off. And the halach is that he has to swear. So meaning, the halach is that if someone's Pygim Shtar, he admits that some of the Shtar is paid, he has to swear. But if somebody doesn't admit that some of the shtar is paid, you never find that someone that has a shtar should have to swear in order to validate a shtar. So why is it over here? You need to swear to validate your shtar. Now this is interesting because we're familiar with kiyum shtaris. What's kiyum shtaris? I have a shtar that says you owe me money. There's eidim that are signed on the shtar. The halach is kiyum shtaris midrabanan. This was also one of the takanas that evolved with time because there was the yiridus adaris. The chacham said we don't just trust the shtar anymore. We're concerned that maybe the eidim are forged, maybe the sofer was a liar, maybe there's a whole bunch of fraudsters involved in this transaction. We're not trust just because there's eidim. which once upon a time was commissioned echkara idusim bebezel, like Rish Lakish famously said. But then there was a time where the chachamim weren't so comfortable anymore, and the chachamim said kim shtaris will be mid rabbanim. But you have to go ahead, you have to verify. So there's an idea of verifying the chesimus. Now there's like a whole other level. You have to swear. The malda has to swear, even if he has a shtar. But the gemara says it can't be because we know a poigim shtari has to swear. If a poigim shtari has to swear, it implies that someone who's not poigim shtari doesn't have to swear. It was a mabin zelo poigim shtari. I'm only hasam over there. I forgot to lay ton iu taninale. And now hacham rinale zil shlim leiv iton va'am hishtabale rinale zil hishtabale. The chiluk is a poigim shtari for sure has to swear. Over here, you don't for sure have to swear. It's only if the loiva tainas on his own. He has a koyach hataina. He could tell the malva, I would like to request you swear. Then we make him swear. But we're not going to taina on behalf of the loiva. Poigim shtare, that is automatic. No questions asked. A poigim shtare always has to swear. Says the Gemara of Itzor with Mirabanan. If the person that has the shtar is a tzor Mirabanan, loy mashbi inale. We don't make him swear. So a regular person we'd make swear. But a tzor Mirabanan, we don't make him swear. The reason is because it looks like we don't trust him and he's a Talmud Chacham. We trust on Midei Chachamim. Amalei Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi, Tzurim Rabbanan Mishlach Klima De'inchi. So what? So for a Tzurim Rabbanan, it's a Hefkevelt. If there's a concern, then there's a concern. So why shouldn't we concern the Tzurim Rabbanan? Elu Loim is Takdina Leiladine. In the event that the Loive tells the Malva, I don't trust you, I want you to swear, ordinarily we'd force the Malva to swear. But when it comes to a Tzurim Rabbanan, we're not going to force him to swear. And being that we're not going to force him to swear, we're also not going to be able to collect on his behalf. But the question is obvious. Why in the world should the Malva have to swear? He has a shtar, and if he has a shtar, l'chura, there should be no issue whatsoever. So Tosfos grapples with this. Tosfos says it's sad that maybe this Gemara is going according to Marbar Rav Ashi that was mentioned on the top of the Amud that discussed this halacha of Meipach Shfuah even when by someone who's Chayiv Shfuah they raisa. So if someone is Chayiv Shfuah's Hesses, he could always be Mahapach the Shfuah. The Nitva can tell the Tevei, I don't want to swear, I want you to swear instead of me. There's an idea of Meipach Shfuah. Marbar Rav Ashi said it's true even by a Shfuah they raisa. So you see, even someone that's Chayiv Shfuah they raisa, such as Moedev and Mikzas, a Shfuah Seid Echad, he could be Mahapach the Shfuah. The Teveya. In the same vein, there's an idea that even if you have a shtar, I could force you to swear in order for you to be Teveya. Tosfos is not so comfortable with it. Tosfos says that he thinks the real pshat is because historically, back in the day, very often people would pay back their loans, and for whatever reason, the Malva would say, I understand I have to give you your shtar back because you just paid me, but I can't find it. I lost it. I thought I had it. I'm wearing my Shabbos pants. He'd come up with a whole Torah of why he doesn't have the shtar with him. And it was pretty shchiach. So the loiva would pay the malva, and the malva didn't have the shtar. And the chachamim were worried. Now this malva's going to go. He's going to double dip. He's going to use the shtar a second time to go collect again. So the chachamim gave the loiva a koyach hataina. We're not going to say it, but if the loiva is concerned, he has a koyach hataina, we make you swear. Shvud rabbanon, it's not a shvud deraisa. But at the very least, epis a shvud is going to be, and without a shvud, you're not going to be able to collect excel. So we just learned the festive gemara. This is the Makarta Shvuas Hesses. Again, Shvuas Hesses permeates Choshen Mishpat, literally from beginning until end. It was Rav Nachman's Takana. He seems to have done it as a result of some Yeridus Adairis. And the Gemara asked the obvious question, Ma bein Shvuah Deiraisa l'Shvuah Derabanan? A Moedav Mixas has to swear. A Koyfra Koyl has to swear. What's the chilek? And the Gemara went through a whole bunch of nafgaminas. Now, there's obviously a lot to talk about in the Rishonim and Achronim in terms of understanding the nafgaminas that the Gemara mentioned. But believe it or not, there's even more to talk about in terms of the nafgaminas that the Gemara didn't mention. And the Achronim, they make a lot of diyukim that from the fact that the Gemara didn't say the nafgamina between Shvuos Moedim and Mixos and Shvuos Hesses is this. It's right. That's not a nafgamina. So, for example, do you have the halacha of mitoich she'ini yochel yishava mishalim when it comes to Shvuos Hesses? The Gemara said one nafgamina between someone who's chayes Shvuos Hesses and someone that's chayes Shvuos Moedim and Mixos is shekinegdoi chashad ala shvu. If the person's a chashad, he can't swear. So what's the halacha? We make the other person swear. He's one of the Nishban Menaitim. So the Gemara suggested that could be a nafkimina between someone who's chayes Shvuah Deiraisa and Shvuah Derabanan. Shvuah Deiraisa if you're a chashud, shekineg de Nishban Menaitim. Shvuah Derabanan, like Shvuah's Heses, if you're a chashud, it's all a takanta. Shekineg de is a takanta. Takanta le takanta lo yavdina. By the way, where does the Gemara say this? Where is this really, really featured prominently? Ahi Raya, Bav Metzia Dafeh Amar Aleph. That was the case of the Raya that we didn't trust. And the Gemara said, Seisha Kenegdai, So there's an idea that by Shavuos Heses you don't say Shekinek de Nishba V'Naitel. What about Mitoich She'ena Yachal Yishava Mezhalei? What about that? Do you say that by a Shavuot Rabbanon? So the Ketzayis is Medayik from our Gemara, that from the fact that our Gemara didn't use that as an Afkimina, Vaistois, we say Mitoich She'ena Yachal Yishava Mezhalei by a Shavuot Rabbanon, just like we say by a Shavuot Eiraisa, which has a lot of implications in Halacha for sure, but also in Lamdis. Regardless, there's a lot to discuss here, but let's focus on something light. And that is, Tosfos makes a diuk. Tosfos says that the Gemara had said, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, it was one of the first Gemaras in the Perek, Shavuos HaDayanim. The Gemara discussed the halacha that when someone had a swear in Beis Din, he had a swear ben Akitas Chefetz. And it's learned out from Avram Avinu, Eliezer, Eved Avram. Avram Avinu sends Eliezer, Eved Avram. He tells him, I want you to go find a wife for my son Yitzchak. Vayomer Avram Elavdo Yitzchakam Beis Ayam Moshel B'chol HaShaloi. Simno yodcha tachas yirechi. I want you to grab on to my mila. Va'ashpiyacha b'Hashem Elokei HaShemayim V'Elokei Yoretz. And I want you to swear in the name of Hashem. Ashaloi sikach isha levni mibnei saknani asher anoichi yoyshe b'kirva. That when you take a wife, you do a shidduch, you're my shliach to be Mekadesh, a wife on behalf of Yitzchak, you make sure you don't take a woman from the Bnei's Canaan. Ki in el artziva moiladeti teilech v'lekachtu isha levni li Yitzchak. And of course, the rest is history. So Eliezer Eved Avram didn't just take this shlichus, but he swore that he was going to be a shliach. He swore that he was going to do what Avram Avinu told him to do. But he didn't just swear. He swore b'nekitas chefetz. He grabbed on to Avram Avinu's mokin mila at the time that he swore. What's the reason for it? It says Rashi in Chumash. Because when somebody swears, he has to grab on to a chefetz shal mitzvah. Mila was the first mitzvah that Avram Avinu was commanded. And it was something that came to him through tzar. And it was very chaviv by him, v'natla. And that's why he chose that mitzvah. So the reason, simno yod chatachas yirechi, because there's a din that when somebody swears, he needs to swear b'nekitas chefetz. And Avram Avinu felt, which chefetz shal mitzvah does he want Eliezer Eved Avram to grab on at the time that he's being mekabel this? Mila, why? It was mitzvah rishayna, it was his first mitzvah, even though Avram Avinu kept kol atayra gula, but he was an ein mitzvah v'vaisa. This is the first time that he's actually a mitzvah v'vaisa. It was bolay al yedei tzar, v'hoisa chaviva olav, and that's the reason. And Chazal learned from here a halach that all shvuas adayonim, you have to swear b'nechitas chefetz. Shtelzach de shayla. What about someone who's chay shvuas heses? You chay not shvuas de reises, such as shvuas made by mixes. Shvuas heses. Do you need nechitas chefetz or do you not need nechitas chefetz? Rashi, in Mesechtes Ksubas da Peches, and Rashi, in Mesechtes Gittin da Flamin He says, no, only someone that has to swear shvuas de reises has to swear b'nechitas chefetz. But someone that swears shvuas de rabbanon doesn't have to swear b'nechitas chefetz. Fake Tosfos, how could it be? If there's a chilek between a shvuas de reises and shvuas de rabbanon, whether you need nechitas chefetz, shouldn't this be an obvious, easy nafkamino? The Gemara says, my iko ben shvuah de reis or shvuah de rabbanon. There's a big nafkamino. What's the whole idea of nechitas chefetz? It gives it a chimer. It makes it serious. It makes it intense. That level of intensity. By moedah b'mikzas, you have that. But by a shvuah says you don't have that. So you're right. In both cases, we tell them to swear. But the way shvuah moedah b'mikzas goes down is much more intense than the way shvuah says goes down. Al kopon machlek is rishonim. Shvuah de Rabbanan, does it need nechitas chefetz or does it not need nechitas chefetz? I'll tell you a beautiful ha'ar. Again, something light to digress for a moment on this topic of nechitas chefetz. That is, we all know in the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, so Yaakov Avinu is old. Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lomus. Vayikrevu Levnei LeYosef. And he calls his son Yosef. Vayomer Lo, and he told him, I'd like to make a request of you. I'd like you to tell me you're going to do it. I want you to swear that you're going to do it. What does he want him to do? Simna yod chatachas yirechi. Same thing. Put your hand on my mokum mila. Vasisa imadi chesed ve'emes al nosik bereini b'mitzrayim. You're a king. You're able to fulfill this. You know people. Nepotism. You can pull strings. I want you to make sure you use your protectio to be certain that I am not buried in Mitzrayim. I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. V'shachavti ma'voisai, unesosani b'Mitzrayim, ukfarani b'kfurosim, v'yoymer anoichi esek v'dvarecho. And Yosef HaTzadik did what his father asked him to do, and he swore to make sure that he wasn't going to bury in Mitzrayim. But what did Yaakov Avinu preface his shvuah with? Simna yod chatachas yirechi. Rashi says, even though it doesn't say mefurish in the pasuk, v'yishava and swear.
He wanted him to swear.
And he wanted him to swear b'nikitas chayfetz. And he used the same nikitas chayfetz that Avram Avinu used with Eliezer and Avram. That was the idea of simna yad chatachas irefi. The pre-Yitzchak, of course, was written by Rabbi Yitzchak Blaza, also known in yeshivas, Rabbi Itzala Mipetterberg, who was a Talmud Muvik of Yisrael Salanta. So he's the author of the Keich Vayar, one of the founders of the Musar movement. So he's very, very well known for all his Musar and a lot of his Jush and Agada. But the pre-Yitzchak was one of the Ga'inei Hadar, just like Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was one of the Ga'inei Hadar. Either way, the Itzala, in his pre-Yitzchak, it's a Chelik base in the Lamed, if you want to look it up, asks a Gevaldiga Kasha. There's an Ovis Rav Nosson. The Ovis Rav Nosson goes through different people that were Noilad Mahol. People that were born, they were already Gemal. The context over there is Eev. And there's a pasuk that says that Eev was an Ish Tam V'yasha. What does it mean that he was an Ish Tam? Says the Ovis Rav Nosson, it's Perik Beis Mishneh. Melamed Sheyotze Eev Mahol. Says the Mishnah. Af Adam Arishon Yotze Mahol. Adam was also created Mahol. The pasuk says, Vayiv Elokim Adam B'tzalmoy. He must have been Mahol. Af Sheis Yotze Mahol. Af Noyach Yotzamal. Shenemar Ish Tzadik Tomim Hayyabede Roysav. Af Shem Yotzamal. Because the pasuk says, Umalki Tzadik Melech Shalem. He was Shalem. Af Yaakov Yotzamal. Yaakov Yina was also Mal. Shenemar Yaakov Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. Af Yosef Yotzamal. Shenemar Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. What does it mean? He was told us Yaakov. He was Mamish Yosef. Af Moshe Yotzamal, Af Bilma Rosha Yotzamal, Af Shmuel Yotzamal, Af David Yotzamal, Af Yirmiyahu Yotzamal, Af Zerubbabel Yotzamal. Either way, a whole list of people, great personalities in our history, that were Yotzamal. One of them is Yaakov Avinu. It's a fake Rabbi Itzala. If Yaakov Avinu was Yotzamal, that means Yaakov Avinu was never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila. He couldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila. He wasn't born with an Arla. He was Yotzamal. If he was Yotzamal, say his Mila wasn't a Chayfet Shal Mitzvah. If his Mila wasn't a Chayfet Shal Mitzvah, so what Simna Yod Chatachas Yirechi? Chap on to the Mila. For Avram Avinu, it was a Mitzvah. Because Avram Avinu was born with an Arla. He was Mekayim a mitzvah when he did the bris milah. But Yaakov Avinu was Yatzamal. If Yaakov Avinu was Yatzamal, that means he was never Mekayim the mitzvah milah. If he was never Mekayim the mitzvah milah, so what's going on over here? Simna Yod Chatachas Yirech. Azoik Rab Itzel Gefrek. And he says, don't tell me Hatofas Dambris, because in the Gemara it's mavur that the only reason we do Hatofas Dambris is because we're concerned that maybe there really is an Arla, it's just Kfusha, it's hidden. So you don't see it, that's why we do Hatofas Dambris. But if we know for sure someone's mal, there's no Hatofas Dambris. And here Chazal told us he was mal. So if Chazal told us he was mal, it means he was mal. So there's no Hatofas Dambris. He was never Mekayim Mitzvah Smila. How could you tell me there was a Chayfet Shomitz? Says Rab Itzala, you see from here, a Gevaldige Yisoid. You see from here, there's two dinim in the Mitzvah Mila. There's the Maisa Hamila, which is what in a perfect world happens when a child is 8 days old. But in addition to that, there's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah timidi. There's a mitzvah that a person has every single moment of his life by virtue of the fact that he is a mohel. And being that there's a mitzvah that he gets by virtue of the fact that he's a mohel, that's something every yid has, even a noilad mohel. Someone that's noilad mohel, he can't be mekayim the mitzvah of the actual chatichas ha'arla and the priya that he can't do because he was Noilad Mo. But the mitzvah, the second din, the mitzvah tmidi that every yid has to be a mo, that's something that even a noilad mo could have. So it's true, Yaakov Avinu couldn't have the maisa milah. But at the same time, being a mo, that's a mitzvah that even Yaakov Avinu was able to have. It's also was a chevetz al mitzvah. If it was a chevetz al mitzvah, it was possible to have simna yod chatachas yirechi. Now the truth is that this idea that there's two dinam in milah, there's the maisa hamilah, and then there's a mitzvah tmidi to always be a mo. In yeshiva, we know this as the Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi said in an alumdusha geshmak, a context, it's regarding the tzitzin ma'akvin asamila and the tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin asamila. There's certain membranes that are ma'akiv the mila. So when the moil does the mila, he has to make sure he cuts them. And then there are tzitzin she'enon ma'akvin asamila that they're actually not ma'akiv the mila. The Rambam Shita is that the only time the moil could cut the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin asamila. He doesn't have to do it anyways. They're not ma'akiv the mila. But the only time there's an idea of doing it is b'shas the mila. But once he's pirish, once the mile finishes, you can't go back to cut off the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvin asamila. The Torah argues. The Torah says that even After the male finishes doing the milah, he wraps up the baby, he can go back and say, you know, I didn't do the tzitz and shein of ma'akunas on milah. He could go back. What's the beer on the machlek? It says the Beis Halevi, Bekitzer. He says the chilek is very simple. What's the idea of doing milah on the tzitz and shein of ma'akunas on milah? The Gemara says it's because of zeh keli v'anveyo. It's not ma'akiv, but it's a hider in the mitzvah. The Rambam held, says the Beis Halevi, the only time you can be makayim hider mitzvah is while you're doing the mitzvah. So if I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, I could do a hider mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is done, sealed, signed, and delivered, you can't go back now and be mahadur a mitzvah that was already done. You can only be mahadur a mitzvah b'shas mitzvah. So, kozman the mayel is involved with the milah, you could cut off the tzitz and she'inim anachmas milah. But once he's done with the milah, at that point, there's no idea of going back. The Torah argued. The Torah said that even if he's pirish, there is an idea to go back. What's the pshat? Says the Beis Halevi, because the Torah held that the mitzvah of milah is not a mitzvah that happens at 1 second in a person's life. It's a mitzvah tvidi. It's something that a person constantly has when he's mal. As a result, milah is always being nisgayim. So it's always be'idin mitzvah. If it's always be'idin mitzvah, it's for that reason it's always considered the Shas Mitzvah. If it's always considered the Shas Mitzvah, it's for that reason, said the Beis Halevi, that the halacha is, according to the Torah, you can go back for the tzitz and she'edim and for the samila, even lachash apidrish. Meaning the Beis Halevi didn't want to have that the Torah was arguing with the Rambam be yisoid in this idea of hider mitzvah, whether it's shayach hider mitzvah lacha kiyama mitzvah. Nobody holds he can be mahadur mitzvah lacha kiyama mitzvah. So what's the machlekes Rambam and Torah, whether once the moil is pirish from the milah, could he still go back and be mahadur, take off the tzitz and shein ma'akvin as milah? The machlekes is whether it's still the shas mitzvah. The Rambam held it's not the shas mitzvah. The Torah held it is the shas mitzvah. So this is obviously the tzushtal to Rabitzala, right? So I was all excited because I saw this Pri Yitzchak once in the Chavatzel Sashar. He brings the kasha in the beginning of Parashat Vayechi. So the second I saw the kasha, I knew the tzushtal. The tzushtal is the Beis Halevi. So I looked up the Pri Yitzchak last night, and sure enough, the Pri Yitzchak wrote this shtickle to the Beis Halevi. He wrote it to Rabbi Yosef Ber Hagayvid the Slutsk. This is before he was Rav Bris. He was the Gaivit in Slutz. And he writes him as follows. Hinini higiyani mechtove yator im sifrei habor shayel sajub with Beis Halevi chelik sheni. He writes to the Beis Halevi, Shkoich, I got your letter. And he said, I appreciate you sending me a copy of chelik beis of Beis Halevi. Vehinini nimtso lo'orer es hadras goyin al advar ma'amur im sifrei sinin memzai. And I want to write you back ha'ora a one shtickle in your Beis Halevi. Sinin memzai, it's this shtickle. So he actually wrote it to the Beis Halevi, and he wrote it on this shtickle. So the Beis Halevi had Torah to explain the machlekes Rambam and Tur, that milah is a mitzvah tmidi. So in that shtickle, Rav Itzler has an arichos, and he has a beautiful piece, and this is one of his rayas. His raya is from the fact that by Yaakov Avinu, he said, Simno yotcha tachas yurechi, it was considered a chefet shal mitzvah. Ah, Yaakov was noilad mal. The Teretz says, you have to say there's two dinim in the mitzvah of milah. There's the maisa milah, that a noilad mal can have. But then there's a mitzvah to be a mal, that even a noilad mal could have. And that's why it was considered a chefet shal mitzvah. This is, by the way, classic Mila Taira. So anyone, this is classic Mila rates. This is something you usually hear over bagels and lox, but not usually early morning in a base madrash. No, but the context that it's said over is always Rav Kineger asks a famous kasha. We know the pasuk. Loi barisa yoyim v'alayla chukas shemayim v'aretz loy samti. It's machlik is in the Mishnah Masechet Zedarim. What that bris is? Loi barisa yoyim v'alayla chukas shemayim v'aretz loy samti. Some say it's referring to bris milah. It's not for bris milah chukas shemayim v'aretz loy samti. I would have never created the world, says Hashem. Others say it's referring to the bris of Torah. Right? Not for Torah chukas shemayim v'aretz loy samti. Freikup kideger. According to the Manama that says it means the bris of Torah. I understand im loy barisa yoyim v'alayla. Torah is Brisi Yom Valayla. Why? Because Torah has a mitzvah of Vigisaba Yom Valayla. But if it's Bris Milah, why is that called Brisi Yom Valayla? Bris Milah is a mitzvah that a person does at one point in his life when he's 8 days old. What's Brisi Yom Valayla? It's more mashma like the man that says the Bris of Torah. Kvegu says a Teretz based on an Eulis Ephraim. Eulis Ephraim says that person, if he wouldn't be a Mahu, it would be very difficult for him to grasp Hasagas HaTorah. And it's only because he has Mila, he's able to grasp Hasagas HaTorah. He says because just like a person has an Orla in his guf, he also has an Orla in his lave. And when you remove the Orla Saguf, that removes the Orla Salev, and that allows a person to be Oved Hashem. So it comes out, Mila itself happens once in a person's life when he's 8 days old. But it affects everything. It affects Yoimam, it affects Laila. Because without Mila, you're fashed up. It's not possible for you to comprehend. So says Rav Kivega, that's why Bris Mila is called Bris Yoimam Laila, based on this Oilus Ephraim, because it is the Goyren, it's the Garmi for all your avodah, which is going to be Yom of Alayla. But in yeshiva, they say, poshet, light this raid from the Beis Halevi, and light this raid from Reb Itzala. It's mavur that a meal, there's two dinim. There's the maisa hamila, and then there's the mitzvah tmidi that a person has every day. The maisa hamila is not Yom of Alayla, but the mitzvah tmidi is Yom of Alayla. And if the mitzvah tmidi is Yom of Alayla, that's how it's possible to refer to it as Mloy Berisi Yom of Alayla. By the way, just one other arad, Reb Itzali speaks out in this piece, and that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, David Melech was running away from Shaul. We all know the Gemara. And he was in a Beis Merchitz, and he looked down, and he saw he was Arum. He wasn't wearing any clothing, and he got scared. Because he was Arum, he got scared, says the Gemara. No. He was in the Beis Merchitz, and he saw he was Arum in a mitzvah. He said, Oili she'emoid Arum b'lay mitzvah. Kimech niskar b'mila. But then he saw his makam mila, or niskar b'mila, she'bifzari nisyash v'daitai. Then he calmed down, because he realized he had the mitzvah of mila. Freit Reb Itzala, I don't understand. David HaMelech was afraid. He had no mitzvahs. So if he has no mitzvahs, Shaul can kill me. But then he saw he has bris mila, ichad mitzvah. Bris mila is a mitzvah now? Bris mila is a mitzvah he had when he was 8 days old. What does it mean he has mila right now? Elamai, he was excited because he remembered he had mitzvah. David HaMelech forgot that he had done mitzvahs. David HaMelech did mitzvahs his whole life. Right this second, he's in a base merchitz. Right now, he's not doing a mitzvah. That was his concern. So how is it possible? Kimech niska b'mila nisyash v'daitai. How did that help him? Zok Reb Itzala, this you say. He saw the mila, he realized he's being mekayim a mitzvah right now. He's being mekayim, not that he remembered that he had a mitzvah when he was 8 days old. Either way, on that note, Zok the Gemara v'aitai. So the Mishnah said, Manali b'yotcha. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells him, you owe me money. He tells him, true. And then he says, listen, I'm letting you know now, I want you to pay me back, but al titneilu ela be'edim. You must pay me with edim. The next day he goes over to him again and he says, remember yesterday you told me you owe me money? He said, yeah, pay me, because I paid you already. He said, Allah is, unless he can bring edim that prove that the money was paid, he doesn't have to give him anything, because the malva stipulated with the leva very clearly, al titneilu ela be'edim. So based on that, there would have to be Edom. Zok to Gemara on that note. If somebody lends his friend money with Edom, the halacha is tzorich lepoiroi be'edim. You must pay with Edom. So if you're malvas chaver be'edim, you must pay be'edim. Ordinarily, you don't have to. That's the whole sugya of moed be'mitzas, kai frakol. You lend somebody money. Now the person denies it. He says, I paid it. He's moed be'mitzas. Shvod de reisa, shvod de rabbanon, pater, whatever. But here, what happened was the loan happened in the presence of Edom. And being that it happened in the presence of Edom, you have to pay Edom. Now, just listen carefully. This is different than the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case was where the Malveh told the Loiva, Al Tifra Eini Yelav Edom. I will not accept any payments unless it's done in the presence of Edom. You must pay me Edom. Okay, so over there, when he said Al Tifra Eini Edom, so it's understood that he Tzorech L'Poyre Edom. In this case, he never said Al Tifra Eini Yelav Edom. He just loaned him the money in the presence of Edom. That is as if he said, Al Tifreini Elab Edom. That's Ravasi's Chiddush. Thus, Tzorech Leporeb Edom. Question is why? Machlekes Rishonim, Rajba and Ran. We'll go with the Rajba's Pshat. The Rajba said that being that the Malva was Makbid, that there should be Edom at the time of the loan, it's as if he stipulated Mefurish, Al Tifreini Elab Edom. And just like the Mishnah says, Al Tifreini Elab Edom, Tzorech Leporeb Edom, so to hear Tzorech Leporeb Edom. Now, Halacha was told to Shmuel, Amali, Shmuel said a gevaldige chiddush. So Rav Asi, Rav Yehuda had heard this in the name of Rav Asi, and he runs and he tells Shmuel this Halacha. Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, he was a Talmud of Shmuel. So he said, I told this to Shmuel, and Shmuel told me, I don't agree with this. Meaning, I understand the idea, the concept. But let's say a loiva says, I paid. And the Malva says, okay, but I was Malva the Edom, you have to pay. Where are the Edom? He could always say, Praticha b'fnei pleni or pleni, I paid in front of Edom, v'hochla l'dinas hayam, and now they're on the other side of the world. And being that he could say that, so at the end of the day, there's really no nafkumina from this halacha. Hamalvas chaver v'edom, tzorech l'par v'edom. But the Leiva could always say he paid with Edom. Ah, if you paid with Edom, bring the Edom. They're in Medina Sayyam. And speak out to Rishayim. Being that the person could always say that Edom went to Medina Sayyam, even if he doesn't say that they were Edom and they went to Medina Sayyam, he just says, I paid. He's believed with Amigo. He could have said that I paid in front of Edom and the Edom went to Medina Sayyam. So the bottom line is, it's true. Maybe Amalvas Chaver Be'edom, Sarach Lepar Be'edom. But at the end of the day, being that the Leiva could always say, I did pay in front of Edom, and they went to Medina Sayyam. And in that event, he'd be believed with a migu, even if he doesn't say it. So bottom line is, he's always, tonight we looked at a Mishnah, our Mishnah, Madali B'yadcha. Reuven goes over to Shimon, he says, you owe me money. Amalei, hey, it's true. L'machar, Amalei, the next day, he tells him, Tanelu, give me the money that you admit you owe me. And he says, Nesatavach, I gave it to you. Potter, what's the halacha? He's pot. Frank the Gemara, Vahach over here, Kivin the Tava Be'edin. There's no question that when Reuven went over to Shimon and he told him, Anali Be'yatcha, he was Tevei and Be'edin. How do you know that he was Tevei and Be'edin? Because when the Loiva said Hain, it was considered Adaz Badin. And the only time Adaz Badin is Kamei Edim Dami is if he says Atim Edai. That's the Gemara we mentioned yesterday. It's Sanhedrin Daf Chavtes. Because otherwise he could say Meshat Anibach. So it must have been in front of Edim. So being that he was Tevei Be'edim, it's Kamando Usva Be'edim Dami. Shouldn't it be as if he loaned him the money with Edim? But Tani Pater, you see it's Pater. So again, we're discussing, Rav Asi said, Allah, Amalves Chadeir Be'edim, Tzarech Lepar Be'edim. We're asking a kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone's Tevei is somebody with Edim, Tzarech Lepar Be'edim. So what's the Gemara says? Tufta the Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, Amalves Chadeir Be'edim, Tzarech Lepar Be'edim. Yet you see, Hatoyveyes chaver be'edim ain't tzarich l'poyer be'edim. So the Gemara says, "I'm a lach Rav Asi." That's two different halachas. Anochi ami heichad mikaru usve be'edim. Two loyli dehemni hacha hemni. Two different cases. I said my halacha when he loaned him the money with edim. You're talking about a case where he was only teveyeh with me. Rabbi Yosef Masne Hach. Rabbi Yosef had a little bit of a different version of how everything we just mentioned went down. If someone lends his friend money with Edom, he doesn't have to pay Be'edim. The Amar, if he told him a furish, like in the Mishnah's case, it's only if he stipulated it. But just because he loaned it with Edom, there's no umdina. That doesn't work. Yamritik made a Shmuel when it was told to Shmuel. Amali told me, so Shmuel was commenting on even where the Malva said Mefurish, Al Tifreini Be'edim, which is essentially the Mishnah, even when he told him Mefurish, Al Tifreini El Be'edim, still he could say, I paid you with Edim, I were the Edim. They went with Dinah Seyam, Freik the Gemara, if it's Rav Asi's halacha, okay, we have no kashas, but now it's a Mishnah. Shmuel, you're telling me that the Mishnah's halacha is not true. We learned in our Mishnah, Amalei told him, Al Titneili, Elo Bifnei Edim. Lamach, now the next day goes over to him and he tells him, Tneuli, Nesatavach, he says, I paid Chayev, Nesha Tzorech, Litnei Be'edim, because the deal was you have to pay Be'edim. So unless you can bring Edim that prove that you paid it, you're not a Koyfer HaKoyel now, you're going to be Chayev to pay. Tiyufta de Shmuel. Shmuel said that I could always say I paid you with Edim. Where are the Edim? They went Medina Sayyam. The Mishnah's mashma not that way. Malach Shmuel will tell you Tano. It's really machlekes Tano. Tanya, we learned in a price. So, the Edim will be Sicho, the Edim proudly. Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, you know, I lend you money, I'm lending you with Edim, and I want you to pay me with Edim. So, what's the halacha? Like the Mishnah, you have to pay with Edim. Either pay now or bring Edim that proved that you already paid. You know, he's not automatically out. He could always say he paid. See, what do you see? That halacha the Mishnah, the machlokes shnuyah. It's really machlokes tanam. So don't ask me a kasha from the Mishnah on Shmuel, because Shmuel could always tell you that I have a braisa where it's a mefurisha. But says the Gemara, paruch ravach ravach asking, night b'shas avoy koi, dilma b'shas tviya koi. How do you know that the braisa that Shmuel brought was talking about where at the time of the loan he said, I'll Tifreini El Be'edim. Maybe it was at the time of the Tviya that he said, Al Tifreini El Be'edim. Didn't I lend you money with Edim? Be'edim hoyu l'chol l'poireini. You should have paid me with Edim. Avo b'shas avod, b'yakol chayev. Meaning, Shmuel, to be metargim diburai, made a machloikis in the halachas Mishnah in a braisa. Assuming that the Braisa was talking about a case where at the time of the loan, the Malva said, Al Tifrein El Be'edim. How do you know that, says the Gemara? Maybe at the time of the loan, he didn't say, Al Tifrein El Be'edim. So what did he mean when he told him over here, Be'edim Hu V'Sicha, I want you to pay back with Edim? He told him at the time of the Tviya. Reuven went over to Shimon and says, pay me money that you owe me. Remember I loaned you money with Edim? That money that I loaned you, I want you now to pay in front of Edim. But he didn't say it at the time of the Alva. Had he said it at the time of the Alva, maybe everybody would agree Chayiv. And Shmuel wouldn't have a right to say that he can pay it or say that I paid it in front of Edom v'hochalem l'mdina sayam. That halacha it's talking about was in the Shas Tviya. Either way, Amar Rapapi mishmei the Rava Hilchus. So what's the halacha? Hamalvis chaver be'edim tzarich l'poyer be'edim. Rapapi mishmei the Rava Amar Hamalvis chaver be'edim ain't tzarich l'poyer be'edim. The im Amar, if he tells him al tifreini ela be'edim, like in the Mishnah's case, tzarich l'poyer be'edim. The Amalei, and if he tells him piraticha b'fnei pleini u'pleini v'hochalem l'mdina sayam, if he says I paid in front of Edom and they went l'mdina sayam neman, in that case he is believed. What's that last line going on? We had a whole bunch of different variables. So he says, I paid in front of Eidna, when the Bedina Sayyam. We had different versions in Shmuel and the Gemara. Sa'ayim B'Rishayim, it's a big discussion in the Rishayim what it's referring to. Just end with one point, and that is Hamalves Chaver Be'Eidim. As if it could happen, it can't happen. Punkt, he loaned it with Eidim. You have to remember a Gemara. The Gemara of Mitzia, Dafayin Hamad Bey, is one of the last Gemaras in Perek Ezeu Neshech. The Gemara says, Kol Mishi Yesh Loi Mois, Umalva Oysan Shaloi Be'edim. If somebody wants to lend somebody money and he doesn't lend it with Edim, Oyver Mishon Velifne Yiv Loi Sita Mechshol. Reish Lokir Shama Goyrim Klola La'atzmoi. You also Goyrim L'kola. As a matter, you have to lend people money with Edim. You can't lend money without Edim. Because you're giving the person an ability not to pay back what he has to give you. And not just that, you goyrim klola la'atzmoy. If you remember what we learned, Mesechtes Bava Metzia, so we spoke out a popula charifta. The Papula Charifta says that why is it Bizman as that people aren't noyig? So he says a nice shtickle. He says that the Gemara said two reasons. Either because Lifnei Yivel Aisitem Lichshol or Goyrim Klol La'atzmai. So really it's a machloikis. We paskim Goyrim Klol La'atzmai. And being that it's Goyrim Klol La'atzmai, a person could be Meichel on his Klol. But the point is that's why it's not such a kasha why people do it. Because if it's a question of Issa V'Heter, then it would be a kasha. But either way, we'll just end with something that the Vilna Goyen famously said. The Goyen said, the Pasuk says, M'kesef Talva Es Ami. So he said, "In kesef talva, if you're lending somebody money, esami, you have to do it beravim. Hamalvas chaveroi has to be beedim. Esani, but when it comes to giving tzedakah imach, then it should be done privately. So if you're giving somebody money, you're helping him, but with a loan, in kesef talva esami has to be with ami, because of that gemara, bava metzia daf ayin heyam beis. Esani." But either way, it's a whole lumdish shayla, tzarech l'parah be'edim, ain't tzarech l'parah be'edim. But there's also an isav heter component over here where hamalva es chaveroi tzarech not l'parah be'edim, but tzarech l'halvayse be'edim. Based on this Gemara, Bava Metzia ayin heyam.